Live from Chicago, Illinois, here is another episode of What's That From?
That's right, it's your chance to win a gift card from Apt Electronics. We'll read a classic scene from entertainment. That's what we have to change this to today, and as we have previously. When you know what scene, what series, what movie, what's that from, give us a call, 312-981-7200. You will win a gift card from Apt Electronics, and I have some runner-up prizes as well. Okay, it's just me starting. There's no direction here, Roger. Roger? Where's Roger?
Roger,
I'm right here.
Hi, Roger. So there's no. This is weird. We've never.
I know.
Okay.
I'll give you a direction. Ready?
Right. Yes.
Interior office.
Oh, there we go.
You want me, Mr. Carlson?
Come in, Jennifer. Have a seat.
No, thank you.
All right. This particular point is, I'd like to dictate a press release.
I don't take dictation.
What? I guess I can do this thing myself. It's going to be a long meeting, though, so why don't you get coffee for all the guys here?
I don't get coffee, Mr. Carlson. We agreed.
Oh, yeah.
You have to draw the line somewhere. Will there be anything else I can do?
No, I guess that about does it.
Thank you.
No, thank you.
How does she get away with that?
Are you kidding?
All right, fellow babies, now it's time to go to our live remote man on the scene at the Pinedale Shopping Mall for the big WKRP turkey giveaway. So take it away, Les Nessman.
I'm here with hundreds of people who have gathered to witness what has been described as perhaps the greatest turkey event in Thanksgiving Day history. All we know for sure is that in a very few minutes, there are going to be a lot of happy people out here. Now the crowd is... The crowd is curious but well-behaved, and I think I hear something now. The crowd is moving out into the parking area, and oh yes, I see it now. It's a helicopter, and it's coming this way.
A helicopter?
A helicopter?
It's flying something behind it, and I can't quite make it out. It's a large banner. It says, Happy Thanksgiving from WKRP. What a sight, ladies and gentlemen. What a sight. The copter seems to be circling the parking area now. I guess it's looking for a place to land. No, something just came out of the back of the helicopter. It's a dark object, perhaps a skydiver, plummeting to the earth from only 2,000 feet in the air. No, there's a third. There's a fourth. No parachutes yet. Those can't be skydivers. I can't tell just what they are, but... Oh my God, they're turkeys! Oh no, Johnny, can you get this? Oh, they're crashing to the earth right in front of our eyes! One just went through the windshield of a parked car! This is terrible! Everyone's running around pushing each other! Oh my goodness! Oh, the humanity! People are running about. The turkeys are hitting the ground like sacks of wet cement. Folks, I don't know how much longer the crowd is running for their lives. I think I'm going to step inside. I can't stand here and watch this anymore. No, I can't go in there. Children are searching for their mothers. And oh, not since the Hindenburg tragedy has there been anything like this. I don't know how much longer I can hold my position here, Johnny. The crowd!
Les? Les, are you there? Les isn't there. Thanks for that on-the-spot report, Les. For those of you who've just turned in, the Pinedale Shopping Mall has just been bombed with live turkeys. Film at 11.
Oh, Andy, why did you let Mr. Carlson do this?
Because it's Mr. Carlson's station.
This man must be stopped before he promotes again.
Carlson. It should have worked.
Mr. Carlson, can I help you?
No, I'm fine.
Hey, Mr. Carlson. So, what it's like to ride in a helicopter?
A lot of fun. Excuse me.
Mr. Carlson, could I get you a cup of coffee?
What? No, thanks. Jennifer, we agreed.
Les walks in, looking dazed. Les, are you okay?
I don't know. A man and his two children tried to kill me. After the turkeys hit the pavement, the crowd kind of scattered, but some of them tried to attack me. I tried to jam myself into a phone booth. Then Mr. Carlson had the helicopter land in the middle of the parking lot. I guess I thought he could have saved the day by turning the rest of the turkeys loose. It gets pretty strange after that.
Yeah, right. Now, Les, come on now. Tell us the rest.
I really don't know how to describe it. It was like the turkeys mounted a counterattack. It was almost as if they were organized.
Oh. Mr. Carlson and Herb come out of Mr. Carlson's office.
As God is my witness, I thought turkeys could fly.
I think my favorite was the portrayal of Andy.
Yeah.
Very good, Michael.
Thank you very
Gary
much.
Gary Travis would be proud.
Thank you very much.
All right, let's go to the phone lines. Tom, tell me, what's that from?
That is the Thanksgiving episode, The Turkey Drop, from WKRP in Cincinnati.
Yay!
Very good.
Now that you want to watch it.
That was a classic.
That's cool. Yeah.
What gave it away? Was it the part that said, this is the big WKRP turkey giveaway?
No, actually, I was catching on a little bit when Mr. Carlson had Lonnie Anderson in the She Doesn't Take Dictation.
There you go. What's great is how she delivers that line. I don't do that justice. Lonnie Anderson was incredible. She's wonderful. I've met her. She's very sweet. So, Tom, hold on the line. Michael will get your information, and we will send out a gift card from Apt Electronics, pleasing people since 1936. Visit their store in Glenview or online at abt.com. Nancy, for a runner-up prize, do you happen to know who played Venus Flytrap? Hold on a second. Do you know who played him? Nancy?
Oh, no, I don't know.
Oh.
Wow.
I was going to ask her who played Jennifer, but
that's too easy.
Well, also, the last caller said it.
Yes.
That's all. Let's see, what else could I ask? How about Johnny Fever? Do you know who played Johnny Fever?
I don't know. I knew the episode, though. I watched it.
I feel badly. You didn't know there was going to be like backup questions, so I'm going to give you a gift card. We've actually got a desktop indoor weather station for you, brought to you by the American Weather Makers Heating and Cooling. The 60-Minute Men, call 855-955-HVAC. So that's for Nancy, gets the American Weather Makers Heating and Cooling desktop weather station. How about you, Dan? Dan, who played Venus Flytrap?
Venus Flytrap. Oh, I knew Johnny Fever with Howard Hessman.
All right, we'll give it to you on that one. Absolutely. Okay. So you've got a certificate for a desktop pre-lit sports-themed artificial tree. You can stop by Treetime Christmas Time Creations on Pepper Road in Lake Barrington to pick out the theme of your choice. Have a great night, Dan. And let's see, one more. Let's see if Rita's got Venus Flytrap. Hey, hi. Do you know who played Venus Flytrap on WKRP?
Yeah, it was Tim Reed, who used to be, he was part of Tim and Tom with Tom Dreesen.
What? Oh, look at that.
Oh, wow.
For knowing the Chicago connection, we've got a Lou Malnati's gift certificate. She like gave herself her own bonus round.
That's appropriate, too.
Yes,
thank
exactly.
You very much.
Of course.
I appreciate it. Oh, it was one of the funniest episodes
it
ever.
Was. I hope we at least, at least you recognized it. That's all we can hope.
Absolutely. And I also, did you know that Howard Hessman was in Billy Jack?
I did not know that.
Yes, he was. I had to look twice. My God, and he was like really, really skinny and...
Oh.
Really played into that time, and he worked at the school where Billy Jack was kind of the protector.
Oh, I had no idea.
Didn't remember that.
Yeah.
And I've seen Billy Jack many times.
Yeah.
Well,
I love Billy Jack. It's so, it's like a time warp. So you, like, you feel you're there, and he's doing all these things, and then the mystical stuff from Native Americans. It's awesome.
Oh, well,
it's an awesome film.
I have not seen it. I'll have to check it out. Rita, have a great night. We've got a gift card from Lou Malnati's, which is home to Chicago's best deep dish pizza. Find one of their 40-plus Chicagoland locations or order online at loumalnati's.com. What is Billy Jack?
Billy Jack is a movie about Native Americans who are being abused by white townspeople. I believe it's in Arizona.
I've never heard of it.
It stars Tom. I believe Tom Laughlin plays Billy Jack, and I think Reed and I are the only two who've seen it. But
three.
Three. See, there you go. There you well, go. Roger, you've
the
seen
classic.
Everything.
Yeah, Roger.
It is a classic. It's a classic movie.
Roger, you have a particular...
I'm going to take my right foot, and I'm going to place it on the
your left
side,
side of your face.
And there's not a thing you can do about it.
Continue the applause for Roger, because a listener has a special thank you for you. Thank you for keeping in Johnny's line. Film at 11. Many cut that part out.
So, yes. No, I put it in. Yeah, it's just so. And I've told you guys already. The script. I spent a couple of hours looking for the script because we're trying to do Thanksgiving stuff this month, and the script itself does not exist. Some of the quotes exist, so I actually watched the episode and transcribed parts of it. So that's three different scenes that I put together, because the main scene only has like one or two lines for females, Bailey and Jennifer.
Oh, yeah.
And so that's why I put that office scene in at the beginning, and I added a little more at the end. So I did that last week. Last weekend, because I knew we'd have fun with it.
That's awesome.
It was awesome.
Roger refuses to ever do any gender fluid casting.
No.
You're awesome,
nope.
Roger.
Nope.
I mean is you or I could play Johnny Andy. Mm-hmm. Or I'm just saying, Mr. Carlson.
Actually, you could play Venus Flytrap. You could play Tim Reed.
I thought that Roger did an excellent job.
He did.
Well, thank you.
Thank you.
Very good.
And I've got one for next week. I've forgotten what it was, but I'll have to go look at it again.
Outstanding.
It's ready.
Outstanding.
You're going the wrong way.
Oh,
no,
those,
it's not.
Those are pillows.
No.
Sorry.
Yes.
Yes. Sorry.
So, and there's a lot of other Thanksgiving movies out there that are mistaken for Christmas movies.
Well, Home for the Holidays is one of my favorite movies, and I don't know that there would even be a scene that's appropriate with Holly Hunter and Chris. Oh my gosh, I'm having a tough time remembering. Steve Guttenberg is actually in it. It's directed by Jodie Foster. Robert Downey Jr. is in it. It's a great movie.
Well, am I right? Was Planes, Trains, and Automobiles Thanksgiving, or
it
was
is.
That Christmas?
Mm-hmm.
That was Thanksgiving.
It is Thanksgiving. Okay. Yeah, people. You're right. People, I think, assume that one's a Christmas movie, but yes.
What about the one from Woodstock?
Sorry?
Groundhog Day?
Groundhog Day.
Groundhog Day.
Yeah, that was a
different
holiday.
Funny.
Yeah, that's not called Thanksgiving Day, Eric.
No.
You're
right.
Okay, JB hasn't legalized it yet, okay?
Oh, wow.
You're putting that dispensary in front of the cart. I have a... we have a listener who says, "Hey, Patty, turkeys can fly. Wild turkeys fly up into the trees to nest and sleep." I won last week. So
see, Mr. Carlson had the same thought.
Perhaps
just
well,
not dropped just, from 2000.
Yes, just not dropped.
Right. Yeah, I think that jumping into a tree to nest.
By
and
the way,
being dropped from a helicopter.
I really liked the gobble gobble. Yeah. Was that you who was doing the gobble gobble? That was Patty. Was the gobbler?
Oh, really?
Yes, that was really well done.
Yeah,
I was having real trouble maintaining my part.
It should have been like a falling gobble gobble.
I know. I was trying to. But I was trying to figure out how to commit to that. I just wanted the essence of turkey.
Yes. Well, that's actually all you'll have left is the essence of turkey dropped from 2,000 feet.
Let's take a break here. Coming up on the night side, it's Paul Farvar with Ryan Dempster. I'm very excited. Yeah, I know. Look, you just spun around.
Really?
I wasn't lying.
Wait, yes. Wow.
For seriously.
Is he here?
Where's he at? For seriously. I know. I did the same thing. I was
Paul or Ryan?
Ryan Dempster. We saw Paul.
I mean, yeah. Paul, yeah. He didn't bring donuts.
We like Paul, but so, yes. You know. Paul would not make me spin my head around.
Now you guys make me nervous. That's true, right? Is that what's coming up next? Okay. Am I seeing mirages? Am I just imagining? Am I that hungry? More in a moment on the Patty Basco Show with Andre Darlis. Give us a call. Tell us what you're happy about. Tell, to, you know, come on, get happy.